Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about action sequel Bad Boys for Life.
I lost your damn mind.
Even the Batmobile don't hold the road like this.
Mike, we got more time behind us than in front.
Man, please. Because I'm going to be running down criminals till I'm 100.
Not me.
I'm retired.
The belated third movie in the Will Smith, Martin Lawrence buddy cop series comes 17 years after the last installment. Action visionary Michael Bay directed the aggressively obnoxious first two installments, but he's not around for the third movie, and the result is more toned down and tolerable, but also less distinctive. The Miami cops played by Smith and Lawrence are getting old and tired, with Lawrence's Marcus ready to retire, while Smith's Mike tries to hold on to his glory days. They have to team up for possibly the last time, when the son of a Mexican drug lord seeks revenge against Mike. Bad Boys for Life has plenty of gunfights and explosions and one-liners, but it feels like everyone involved is just going through the motions, even with an increased emphasis on the characters' inner lives and some soap opera-style plot twists. With Bay's hyperactive visual style and crass humor traded for something more subdued, Bad Boys for Life is the least unpleasant movie in the series, but also the least memorable. I give Bad Boys for Life 2 stars out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.